This group of touch objects relates to the associated display about the art of casting as applied to furniture. Furniture and interior fixtures and fittings, such as the large candelabrum on display in the centre of the gallery, are often decorated with carved ornamentation. But carving each detail individually is expensive. A cheaper option is to carve a mould and take casts from it. The casts are made from a material known as composition, or compo, consisting of whiting, powdered and washed white chalk, glue, rosin, a resin obtained from pines and other plants, and oil. The compo is mixed to a dough and pressed into the mould. The cast is removed and, when dry and rigid, can be gilded or painted, ready to be attached to a piece of furniture. Here are three wooden moulds that can be touched. Two are made of boxwood, and the third is fruitwood. They're mounted vertically, and beside each mould is a cast taken from it, so you can feel both the finished moulding and the reverse design carved out of the wood. On the far left is a photograph of one of the casts being removed from its mould. The first mould stands about 35 centimetres high and 9 centimetres wide. Carved into its face are two guilloche bands. A guilloche is an ornamental border formed by two wavy lines crossing over, like a figure of eight, but continuing to create a row of small linked circles. Within each circle is a design. Here, two separate guilloche bands are carved quite close together down the centre of the mould. The band on the right has small dots in the centre of the circles. The one on the left, tiny crosses. To the right of the mould, a single cast includes both bands. You can feel the wavy lines of the guilloche pattern crossing over each other. The crosses and dots, which are carved into the centre of each circle on the mould, now stand proud on the cast. The compo is unpainted and is a yellowy-brown colour. The second mould is a little shorter and narrower. Carved into its length is a motif of eight cupped flowers. Starting at the top, the first slim flower hangs down from a stem, its three petals forming the shape of a tiny bell. Another, slightly larger flower hangs below, and so on down to the bottom. The tip of the petals of the top flower overlap the base of the next, so one flower seems to grow out of the other. All eight appear to be joined by one invisible stem. The third mould is the smallest, a thin rectangle of wood about 15 centimetres long and just over 6 centimetres wide. Carved in its centre is a classical urn. From a pedestal base, the urn curves up and out to create a shield shape. The carving is deeper here, and the surface of the shield is fluted. At the top of the shield, the urn closes down to a short funnel from which spouts a flame. On the cast to the right, you can feel how the urn bows out from its pedestal base, then flattens at the top for the flame detail.